I just love that. The wisdom just drips from Pastor Leanne, doesn't it? So incredible. I just love that. Don't be a mean girl. Be a nice girl. And I love that Pastor Leanne actually is one of the most nicest women I've ever met. And I actually have never seen her be mean. So I'm like, oh my goodness. I used to want to get a bracelet that said WWLD. What would Leanne do? So those would be nice. So right now we are going, so Pastor Katie Duth is going to come to the stage and join me. We have been, yes, give her a cheer, Bressy Campus. Where are your Bressy girls at?
Where are my Bressy girls at?
They're cheering you on.
Such beautiful girls.
I know. It's amazing. So we are going to read a letter to you that we have written to ourselves.
Yes.
From now to our high school self. And so this should be very interesting, right?
It's going to be so funny, actually. Because if you really know us, we're very different.
Yes.
So we're excited what you're going to learn about us.
Yes.
We got some funny stories, I'm sure.
We do. It's going to be, yeah, you guys actually feel free to laugh at us. It's okay. We are very secure. Women, we have become secure women in this church, as you can too. And so feel free to laugh at us while we read our letters. Feel free to cry. It's okay. I don't know about you. When I wrote my letter and then I read it to my husband, I had tears coming out, which doesn't really happen that often.
You know, I didn't want to read it to my husband because I actually wrote this letter. I had dropped my little Kenzie at gymnastics. I was sitting in the parking lot writing this letter, crying in my car. Aww. And you know, it's funny. So I don't want to reread it to Samuel. Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
Okay, let's sit down and get this started.
They should play that song, We Look Good Today.
I look good today. I look really good today.
Well, we didn't maybe look so good then.
I know.
That's my junior prom picture.
Pastor Katie, I have to say, you have aged very well. You look even better now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Good friends. Good makeup.
Yeah, it helps.
You know, can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
This is the first time I've ever worn a cheerleading costume in my life. I'm like living my best life tonight.
Isn't it fun?
It's so fun.
It just makes
you feel so cool.
It makes you feel more fun.
I know. I feel very fun.
If you ladies want to feel more fun around the house, just put on your cheerleading outfit and your husband will love it.
Wow. It might get you in trouble.
Okay.
Just be ready.
Are you trying to stall on reading your letter?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. You want me to read this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
So here it goes. Dear Katie Jo, that is my middle name. Well, if you would know the life ahead of you, I don't think you'd even believe it. Who you'll become will not be defined by your current reality of the small town you live in, Farmington. It totally smells like cows. The lack of fashion sense you have, Eddie Bauer should not be your favorite place to shop. The family you were raised in, which is full of dysfunction, and the limited thinking you've been taught to think. You love Jesus with everything you have, and that's going to be the anchor for the years ahead of you. I have fake lashes on. These are going to pop off if I cry. So if my lash is waving at you later, you know why, okay? It's going to be the anchor for the years ahead of you. Since you've been a little girl, you felt him close. And there are going to be seasons that you're going to have to hold on to Jesus and the closeness you feel right now as you walk through turbulent moments. Just remember one of your favorite verses of all time, Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. There are going to be moments you don't feel like God is for you, that he's forgotten you, and that he's left you. But he's truly working in you, and you will look back and see his hand and favor in all things in every way. You're going to be in ministry, but you're not going to be living in Africa as a missionary like you think you are.
Thank God you are not in Africa. You would not fit in.
No, look at this outfit would not fly. Totally. I know you spent 5 summers living there, and that's your dream. I know how much you love washing laundry by hand with your house girls, taking showers in huts with spiders, but that's actually not going to be your life. I know, I did these things, guys. I was going to be a missionary. And you're also not going to be a NASCAR race car driver.
You were going to be both? Like a missionary and a NASCAR driver?
Well, because my big brother wanted me to be like a really hot race car driver girl.
So I could totally see that.
Yeah. So I always went to the NASCAR and drag races with my brother all the time. And I worked all the car shows for him and made him a lot of money.
Okay, this is a better fit.
Good. Okay, it's getting better. You're going to be a pastor's wife, and guess what? You will never believe this. You're going to marry Samuel Duth. I know.
He must be a big tither.
He was a really good tither. But just trust me. I know he looks like a total homeschooler right now. This was like good, guys.
Case in point.
Wow, I look like an Amazon. It looked like I took my little brother to junior prom because my... But it worked out.
Hold on. How come he got taller than you? Did he have a growth spurt?
I prayed because I got a crush on him.
You prayed that he would get taller?
I did because we...
Oh, my God.
He wasn't supposed to take me to prom. My friend canceled on me, not my boyfriend, because I didn't really like boys. I just was, like, too busy. And my friend canceled and said, Samuel can take you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, ew. But I was desperate. It was a few days before prom. And then I went to the mall, and we ran into my lead pastor. It was so embarrassing.
Was it embarrassing because you were going with Samuel?
He did look like a total homeschooler, though. But I promise, don't panic. You like the inside of him. Character matters, ladies. You can help the outside. You can't change the inside.
Amen.
And you'll help him get trendy on the outside. But I promise you, he's going to be the best husband you could have ever dreamt of. You won't even realize it for years. We're almost 19 years married, by the way. How incredibly blessed he's put up with me for a long time. You'll be incredibly blessed. You will be. He will truly fulfill his vows to hold you for better and for worse. He will not allow you to settle in your current insecurities, but he will speak to the gold he sees in you and gently nudge you to step into what God has called you to be. You love your parents, and they're doing the best they can. They've passed down some really good things to you, and they've also passed down some things that aren't so good. And you're going to have to work that out later on because it's not going to help you build the life that you truly want. I mean, your passive-aggressive communication isn't really a real form of communication after all. And oh my gosh, you're going to laugh at this because you're going to find yourself, of all the family members in your family, you're going to cuss everybody out at Christmas. Wow. And not just once, but many times. And you call yourself a goody-goody Christian girl. True story. Just know, you're going to be doing things that you never thought you could or would. You think you're limited by your family, by your upbringing. You feel like you're not worthy of being loved, not worthy of being heard. But you're going to overcome all of that, and you're going to break generational curses that have held your family back for generations. And you're going to have two of the most beautiful girls. I know you want boys, but girls are perfect for you. And they're going to be the greatest gifts of your life. Your girls are going to watch you and know you as a mother that stands in full confidence, that walks in peace, and is filled with joy, and that's something you've worked really hard to fight for. They, along with so many others, will not know the fire that you went through, but as you share your life with others, God will use your voice to free others. You don't look like your past. I mean, you should be living in a trailer park, missing a couple teeth, have 7 kids. Maybe that's a bit dramatic. Good news, you're going to keep all your teeth. But let me tell you about your friends. I cannot even tell you. You've searched for real friendships for so long. You've experienced all the fake ones, but just hang on. God's going to bring you some of the most fun friends that will make you laugh until you cry. Real friends that bring you to life, that challenge you because they see who you are, even though you don't see it in yourself. Friends that will not allow you to be stuck, but will stand with you as you fight through the tears. Just know, if you stay the course, if you learn to keep a soft and teachable heart, if you don't allow bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness to take hold of your heart, if you keep showing up, your life is going to be epic. Love, me, Katie Jo.
Oh, my gosh. Give her a huge hand, Katie.
Aww.
Pastor Katie, so incredible. I just love that. So Pastor Katie and I, we shared our letters with each other before we did this, and we realized how shockingly different our upbringings were, but how amazing God is to orchestrate us to be in friendship, in relationship, in building the kingdom of God alongside of each other. So it was just a really interesting revelation that we both had, like, oh my goodness, God works in these amazing ways, bringing me from a certain background, bringing her from a certain background to this incredible place in building the kingdom of God together.
I know, and it's so fun.
And it's so fun.
You are like an answer to prayer. You're like part of my letter.
You're like a real pastor, because you were a Christian when you were growing up. Oh. And I'm like the kind of pastor that...
And Pastor Michaela shared her letter with me before.
You guys will be shocked that I'm a pastor if I read this to you.
And we were laughing because we would have never been friends.
I mean, you were going to be on the missionary field, and I was contemplating being a stripper. So I was going to be missionarying to other people.
I would have been judging you. I'd have been like, that girl, OMG.
Any of you with the religious spirit here judging me? I'm sorry.
You know what I would have done? I would have come to your strip club and given you a track.
You would have. You would have got me saved.
I would have.
I'm sure of it.
I would have tucked it in your panty. That's what I would have done. For later.
Gosh.
Too far. Sorry.
Too far.
Too far.
Bring it back, people. Bring it back, people, okay? The Holy Spirit needs to be here for my letter. You can't have all the spirituality. Okay, ready? Are you guys ready? Okay. Dear Kayla, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Just over here pushing 40, but pretending I'm 30. Let me tell you, doing dances and cheer stunts is not as easy when you're older. I wrote this before I fell, people. Let me introduce myself as the older but much wiser version of yourself. I am you, but in 20-something years. I wanted to write you a letter to encourage you and give you some guidance in this journey called life. I hope you appreciate it and take it to heart. First of all, you need to know that you're not a news broadcaster in Hollywood or a stripper in Vegas, because I know those were very real options. But nope, quite the opposite. You live a great life that gets even better and better. You will be blown away by what God does in your life over the next 20 years. God, you say? Yes, God. I know you have a relationship with God now, and you pray to him every night, and that will only become stronger over time. Let me encourage you that your prayers you are praying are being answered. And if you knew what he was going to do with you, you might fall out of your chair and maybe even pee a little. A little. Let's just say you will live an amazing life because you are devoted and committed to him and serving him. Your mind is probably spinning to know of the incredible things to happen, but for now, let's focus on some tips that will help keep you on the right track through your high school and college years. First off, high school is not all it's made up to be. Yes, high school can be a fun time and teach you valuable lessons, but it does not define you. Those people you're trying to be like are not the ones you need to impress. The only person to impress is yourself. Be proud of yourself and don't try to be like the popular girls. It's okay to be popular, but for the right reasons. For reasons like you are kind, fun, and caring. Not for how pretty, mean, or clicky you can be. I know the big move from Texas to California was hard for you and a bit of a culture shock, but that will be the making of you. In the time of a lot of transition, be true to who you are and don't let California take the Texas girl spirit out of you. You will become who you hang around. Get some good friends. You know, the kind that bring the best out in you. Stay away from the girls who think sex, alcohol, and drugs are cool. Stay away from the popular bad boys. They are trouble. You have a wonderful talent of gymnastics. I did then. Clearly not anymore. You have a wonderful talent of gymnastics, and you should use that to add value to the cheerleading team. But don't be that typical cheerleader. You know what I mean. Don't become like them. Be the Texas girl with solid values and use those talents to influence the other girls. And focus on your gymnastics. One regret I have now is letting go of that passion and talent. Let's talk about your dad. This relationship will take maturity that you'll have to dig for, but I'd like to help give you perspective. You have to remember that he has his own hurts and therefore is a broken parent. He is only acting out of his own hurt, so you must use wisdom in this relationship. Create healthy boundaries and don't be afraid to stand your ground. There will be some things that come up for you emotionally, but guard your heart and find a trusted source to share with. Just remember that your dad's opinion and approval of you will never serve you. The sooner you can let go of that, the better, and the less cost you will spend in counseling. I'd rather you spend that on the hottest new pair of Valentinos than with the counselor. Next thing, it's time to stop saying you're shy. I know you're a quiet and sometimes timid girl, but that's not your destiny. The things you're afraid of now, you will overcome. The way you seek approval from your parents, friends, teachers, etc., will wither away because you will discover your identity in Christ. Be confident in yourself. Stop writing on the flipping paper that you are shy. Keep your heart for the Lord, keep praying, and go after your dreams. Now let's talk about boys. Yes, you are beautiful, and the boys like you because you're from Texas, and you have a cute accent, which includes the word y'all. However, be smart. Breaking things off with that Texas boy was good, and I know you had a crush on Kevin Lee since you were in middle school. But girl, this is an area I would encourage you to keep your innocence. It is not worth it. They only want to get something from you and leave you with nothing but bad memories and traumas. Let me encourage you to wait because there's an amazing, handsome man that loves God and is obsessed with you in store for you. He's not Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise, but he's close. Wink, wink.
Don't tell Dr. Matt anybody that she wrote that. Oh, wait, you read it to him.
I already told him. Don't worry. He took it well. Just know, he said, don't worry, I'm a lion, babe. I don't need to be like Brad Pitt. Just know that you should be very proud of yourself now and who you become. You are strong, courageous, confident, faithful, and beautiful on the inside and out. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. As far as those hard times like friendships, that big move from Texas to California, or the disappointing news about going to college, just know it's all going to be okay, and all those things will work out. Read Romans 8:28 because this will be your life scripture. If I could reverse time and come visit you, I would look into your eyes and let you know that I believe in you, God believes in you, and you will be surrounded by people that believe in you. So put a smile on your face and be excited about the next 20 years. Love, me. P.S. Not sure you want to be a mom? Just going to tell you now, get over it. You'll be a mom, and you'll be an amazing one. Yes. So.
Wow. Look what God did.
I know. And that's, so that was the biggest revelation for me when going through this exercise, which I would encourage every lady here to do for yourself. And it doesn't have to be your high school self necessarily, but a past version of yourself. Because the biggest revelation for me was, wow, God is so good. And oftentimes in the world we live in, we can lose that perspective very easily because stress is a real thing and circumstance is a real thing and life happens is a real thing. And these are real things that are happening in our present time that the enemy brings and natural life circumstances. But if we can always focus on, wow, look what God has done, that is when we can be released of all of those pressures and those things. After I wrote this, I was like, oh my gosh, I have no problems. Like, compared to the life that I was living then and the life that God has provided now.
I know our lives could both be so completely different. But if you give God your life and you give him something to work with, look what he can do. And that doesn't mean, you know, like you have to wait another, maybe you've made mistakes and maybe right now you're like, I need to plot twist this. If you just give God your life and you give God him your circumstance and you give him that, you give him something to work with and commit to the process, he's going to do something incredible in your life. He can heal your heart. He can heal your life. He can heal whatever is broken in your life. And so I think even though our stories are so completely different, we both had such extreme pain that we came from to go like, if we hadn't given our hearts to God and God, okay, God, let's do this dang thing, okay? We could be broken. You could be a stripper. I'd be like maybe a depressed.
After tonight, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
Pinky promise.
I promise I will never say that again.
Okay. None of them, too.
Only just you and I. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Just kidding. We won't.
Yeah, I would say, for me at least, and you would probably agree, but feel free to add on, is that keeping a heart yielded to God was probably the biggest key throughout my past 20 years and letting God deal with things as they came and not ever thinking that I have arrived. Like, even writing this letter brought up things that I didn't even know were there that needed healing and needed some processing and needed some tears. And so if I can, Pastor Katie and I obviously are pastors and walking in the calling of God on our life, but it doesn't mean that we're not humans and we don't have things to deal with on a daily basis even. And we have each other and other friends, and that's what you have. You have a community of godly women around you here at Cherish that will help stand alongside of you. And we have talked about different things that we've walked through together, and we help process things together, and we all need that. Just because we are pastors and we're on a stage every Sunday doesn't mean that we have it all together or we've arrived. And that's the best place to keep your heart, is ready for God to do anything at any moment, no matter what stage of your life. If you think you're doing awesome, great. Still, let God move in your heart. Let God speak to you. Keep your heart yielded to him. And you will always find a feeling of his presence with you, and you'll always see his goodness and his hand upon your life.
Yeah, and I could just like piggyback on that. That's not fun and easy. If I would look back on life and the transformation that I've had in my heart and life and the healing I've experienced in a lot of areas, that's like, it's so exciting to have like looked at that really attractive girl right there. Go like, I remember that girl back there, and what, that was what, I was 17, like 10 years ago or something. Oh my gosh, I graduated in 2000, so a lot of years ago. But you look back, and it's not actually a fun process sometimes to allow people and allow God to those really painful places of our hearts, but to have freedom and allowing the right people in those places of our hearts, going, we really want change, we really want healing, but open your heart to the people around you and to the Holy Spirit to allow that. So it's not going to be like, this is so fun, Jesus, I love this. Yeah. Lots of tears. Lots of snot, lots of counseling, and a lot of good girlfriends to cheer you on in the process.
Amen. Awesome. So good. Well, why don't we all stand to our feet? I want to just pray over everyone, and then I'm going to also invite Pastor Leanne to come, and she's going to minister into some things tonight. But can we all just lift our hands in this place? God, I thank you for your presence here. I thank you, God, for speaking to each and every woman individually about things in their life that may be happening now that may have happened in the past. I pray right now that your Holy Spirit would minister to every woman that is here with a heartache or a pain, or even if they're living on a mountaintop and not feeling that right now, Lord. I thank you that your presence never leaves us. Your presence is always with us, God. I thank you that you love us. You love each and every woman here. that you have given us favor, that you have given us blessing, and that you have good things for us. I come against any lie of the enemy that would lie to these women and tell them that they're not enough, that they're not going to make it, that their voice isn't valuable, that they aren't valuable. And I thank you, and I reverse that curse. I break those word curses that have been placed over these women. And I thank you, Lord, that they are anointed by you for such a time as this, Lord, that you have placed us in 2022. On August 11th of 2022, you have placed us for such a time as this. We give you the authority to do what you can only do in our lives, God, here tonight in this place, that your presence is here and that you flow in and through us, and that we honor you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Why don't we give Pastor Leanne a hand as she comes?
Hear me, right? Oh, there I am. It's so beautiful. Can we thank Pastor Katie and Pastor Michaela for their vulnerability? This was my, well, a rendition of my school uniform. It's fun to have it back on, and Doc Martens are back in style, America. I went to high school in Australia where there was no such thing as a cheerleader, so this is a whole new world for me. Are there any Americans that weren't cheerleaders here? Just, oh, okay, some of you. All right, okay. I like you. I was excited for this night because, I don't know about you, I actually left high school at the age of 15, many, many years ago. Obviously, I decided in 10th grade, as was not inappropriate at the time, that I was done with high school, and I left in the 10th grade. And at 17, I was married, and at 19, I had my first child and went straight into ministry. Honestly, for me, high school, I could not wait to leave. And I know tonight, for some of you, even just the theme of an evening like this can be quite triggering, because of what you experienced in high school. And I've often said that if you can survive high school, you can survive anything in life. I feel like it's the petri dish of all the triggers that sometimes, if we don't allow the Lord to come in, we can carry into our adult lives. And that's really where I want to land and end this night tonight. I really feel like the Holy Spirit is wanting to do a work in the hearts of women across this building over issues that you've carried in your life that have been with you since you were a child or a teenager. And oftentimes we can grow up and we can mature to a degree and we can dress differently and so on and so forth, but those issues still remain and we carry them into our adult life. So maybe there's some women here today and you're still carrying that residue of rejection that you felt in high school. I remember some of the worst moments of my life were in high school when you weren't included in the group or you were overlooked or you were humiliated. And oftentimes if we don't take a moment to process the pain of those moments, we can carry them into our adult life, like I said, and we can walk into a room like this full of girls and be triggered and be expecting to be rejected or expecting to feel anxiety or expecting to be outcast, and we can miss out on what God wants to do. So right now I want you to just close your eyes and I want you to have a moment with God. Sometimes we have to go back to go forward. And I don't mean we go back to have a full-on emotional cry fest and get sad and depressed, by no means. But to go back to that moment that you've tried to cover with a band-aid and instead open it up and reveal it to God and say to him, Lord, I surrender this to you. Whatever that may be to you, maybe it was a rejection and a heartbreak in a friendship with other women. And it has really shaped or deformed the way that you have relationships with other females. Maybe it's relationships with boys, maybe it's men. and you've carried that into your adult life, and it's been a stain, and you've not been able to move forward, and you've been suspicious, or you've been afraid, or had anxiety over romantic relationships because of something you experienced. And even now, I even hear the Lord saying that there are women here and you were ridiculed or rejected or put down as a young woman by men in high school, and it has severely hampered your self-confidence to the point where you don't even put yourself out there. You don't even see yourself as viable wife or marriage material, and so you've shut that door in your heart. And God wants to open that. God wants to open that door. He wants to heal you first and then open that door in your life so you can, if your heart so desires, and I believe there are women here and your heart so desires, that you're able to welcome in a husband. I want you to just really think back on that thing, that high school trauma, that issue, whatever it may be, that you have carried into your adult life, that God is now asking you to surrender. Maybe like Pastor Michaela, it was a relationship with a parent, and God is wanting to bring healing to your self-esteem and your self-image. And you're having a revelation like Pastor Michaela did, that you can't count, sadly, on your earthly mother or father for the affirmation that you're desiring and that affirmation that you're needing. God wants to bring that affirmation into your world, ladies. I just want you to take that moment just to think, let the Holy Spirit in. The Bible tells us, and it's Jesus speaking, and he said this in all the Gospels, he said, there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. There are many things that we carry. We think if we could just push it down, I'm just going to push it down, I'm going to forget it's there. But try as we might, we can't. It comes out somewhere. So right now, what I'd like to do, just in the beauty of this moment and the sacredness of this moment, just as women, is if you're here and you're feeling like God is tugging on your heart for something, wanting you to release and surrender something from your high school, teenage, childhood years, surrender it to Him so you can move forward in strength. I'd love it if you just walk down the front here and just surrender that to God. The movement is literally just, it's an action of faith. That's all it is. Something happens when we take a move. The Bible says that God responds to faith. And even just walking out of your seat and saying, God, I don't want to carry this anymore. I don't want to have issues in relationships with other women. I don't want to have an obstacle in relationships with a future spouse, a husband. I don't want to live with this anxiety and trauma. I don't want to always feel less than. I don't want to constantly feel like I'm having to turn myself inside out for my parents' approval. God, I want to come to you and I want to surrender this to you today and live free. God wants you to be free. Look at all these women. I am so proud of you. Can we give them a hand as they come? You know, I couldn't wait to leave high school because of all the things I experienced. But you know what I realized? That I carried those things in my soul into my adult life, and I had to deal with them anyway. So many of us are trying to run from something that is faster than us. Why not release it to God? Release it to God. Come on forward. That's it. Fill this gap in here. I'm going to ask the worship team to just pull forward and just sing a little bit here. And I want to just start, I want you to pray. I want you to, girls at the front, I just want you to lift your hands. And I just want you to pray this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I release to you today every weight, every hindrance, every insecurity, every broken mindset, every fear, every anxiety, every wound from my past, everything that somebody spoke over me, that I accepted and I received, that I should have rejected. I shake it off today. I make like the prophet Taylor Swift, and I shake it off. I shake off the lies. I shake off the insecurities. I release every weight and every burden put on my shoulders that you did not desire for me to carry. Holy Spirit, I choose to only receive the spirits that you give. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's these spirits, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that I invite into my life. I'm not going to live under the shadow of fear anymore. I declare that I am a free woman, and those whom the Son sets free are free indeed. Amen. Come on, give God a huge shout of praise. A huge shout of praise. I'm so proud of you, and here's what I want you to do. This is just everything that you experience at Cherish and in church is really just the beginning. Every time you leave church, you should have homework with God. And, you know, we want you to come here, and Cherish is like the, you know, wonderful pep rally, and we're going to cheer you on and put courage on the inside of you. But nothing beats going home and getting alone with God. And maybe for some of you tonight, your breakthrough is going to happen when you do what Pastor Katie and Pastor Michaela did and write out that story to your high school self. Tell her what she needs to hear. Invite God into the conversation. Let go of the pain of the past. Deal with it. You have to process it. We don't forget, we don't pretend it didn't happen, but we got to deal with it. God, that hurt me. That hurt me when I was rejected. That hurt me when I was humiliated. It hurt me when I was treated that way. But God, I make a decision to forgive the people that have hurt me, and I release it to you. I'm not going to carry it into my future anymore. Amen. Amen. God bless you, beautiful girls. Thank you for coming out tonight. We got a great party happening out in the foyer. We got all kinds of things. Make sure you get the photo booth happening. Make sure you register for conference. Pastor, come on up here. Beautiful. Rachel Finn, thank you.